Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Well, hello everyone and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of the show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So thank you so much for continuing to listen to the She's a God podcast and tuning in and soaking up all the episodes. I would so value you, sister, mister, whoever is listening to this. Please, if you have a moment in your day to leave a review for the podcast, I will shout you out and be like, thank you. I so appreciate it when people do, because it helps me to understand how this is landing and also see that reflection in the comments. So thank you so much for being here right now. There are many places you could be in the world. I hope you are listening to this as you are navigating your life, your day, and I hope that the energy of this episode brings you into a frequency of more and just feeling like, yes, like it's feeling good to listen to this. That's always my goal. So I just want to point out straight away, this year, 2025, is the first year that I have not been doing consecutive podcasts every single week. I did episodes consecutively every single week for 3 years, and it was fantastic. I'm loving it, all of it, and also navigating extra things that Goddess is calling me to do. So, you know, I just wrapped my summit, for example. That was fantastic. Many of you who listened to this podcast were there live. I was giving away some amazing giveaways as I do part of my design, and it was so good. I learned a lot. I felt in deep resonance and reverence to the women who spoke and everyone who showed up live and in the replay, as I continued to do every single moment. I realized that the summit is still summiting days later, and I'm like, holy smokes, okay, let me get this replay. So it's just been unbelievable and amazing, and I just want to say a heartfelt gratitude to everyone who showed up for that summit or who was in replay. I so value you. There was so many mic drop moments, so many people who went on and just really helped to drop all the things to help elevate and escalate people on their path. Just deep gratitude to all of the sisters who spoke. I'm just filled with gratitude, honestly. And in this process, I'm in the process of planning this online summit. It got me thinking about life, leadership, alignment, and really the fact that so much of what I learned within this summit, so much of what I learned within this journey of doing this summit, my very first one that I did, the new paradigm #BossWomanSummit, I am actually going to put it in the show notes to this podcast. If you want the replay, go ahead and catch it. This is going to be an ongoing thing. I'm going to do another one in a couple of months here, and then I'm going to make a woman's event out of it. So it's like Goddess is calling me to all of these places with the energy of this summit. And I just really am enjoying and soaking up all of the codes and all of the direction that I'm receiving. So what I learned, and you all know I'm always trying to biohack your life in any way that I can. If I learn something, I'm going to drop it on the mic. I'm going to drop it in IG. I'm going to serve it to you in some way. It's part of my design. It's part of my cross of incarnation to trim the fat and really get people to where they want to be, which is, if you've also been in my human design classes, you know this is how I teach. I really teach people in a way to help them biohack even the reading process of charts. So that's a whole nother thing. But also know that if you are part of my human design community, I just want you to know that the courses are going to be available very soon online. So I've got you. I know I haven't been doing a lot of in-person events, but I just want you to know that if you are someone who comes to human design classes, my online classes will be available very soon. And also I will be in person here and there with human design collaborations in my hometown so that you can look out for that. I got one coming up in a couple of weeks with Ambitious Candle, and that's going to be so good. And we are lighting up the designs in the candle world. We are making candles and learning about our design. So I'll drop the link for that here too, if you're interested in coming to that. But really, this is just about me sharing this, what I've learned and this wisdom. And I felt like so much of what I learned in the process of creating this summit, this women's summit that just wrapped on Saturday, August 16th, so much of what I learned, I actually can reflect that in my personal life in ways in which I was taught these lessons in my personal life as well. And I just thought that was an amazing continuation, right? An amazing connection in the way that I moved through this energy. So the first thing that I want to do is bring you into this energy of the fact that I want to go through some summit do's and some summit don'ts. And I want to also bring in some life reframes within that. So it's not just summit talk. It's also like what I learned in the summit. You'll get summit tips if it's something you're interested in creating in the future for yourself and your community. And you'll also get life reframes that go in direct connection to the lessons that I learned in creating this summit. So I have some do's and I have some don'ts, and we're going to go through both in summit tips and then a couple of life reframes that I learned along the way. The first one that I learned, shout out if you feel this. The first one that I learned is do ask for support directly to someone in sister circle manifestation, directly to the universe, father, mother, God, goddess, whatever you like to say, ask for support. This is something that I had struggled with my whole life. Shout out if you have, I believe it is gate 54 in the root, or is it 58 in the root, where it is, I think it's 54, which it's just ambition and wanting to stand on your own 2 feet. And really with that gate in your root center, people who have that activated, it's kind of tough to ask for help. It's like you want to do it on your own and you want to stand on your own 2 feet and you kind of don't want help naturally. But really what this beautiful gift is asking you is to be open to receive, especially as women. We are designed to receive. We're designed to be this magnetic force behind what we are creating in the world in order to receive what it is that we desire. And that was really the core and the basis of the summit, was this energy of understanding that as women, we can do business differently and still be successful. We don't have to push. We don't have to force. We don't have to be in bro sales and be in this hamster wheel of business. That is old way. And the new paradigm, hashtag boss woman, is all about being in this energy of yes, like I am a portal to receive all that I am desiring to create. So number one is ask for support. And the way that looks in as a summit tip, if you are interested in creating a summit, is of course, just don't try to do it alone. Bring in team members, bring in, you know, co-create, delegate, allow that to be true for you. I manifested Heather Fiore. I think that's how you say your last name. I probably should have asked before I jumped on here. But basically she's a sister friend, and shout out to you if you're listening right now. And she helped me really be present in the container when I was doing this summit. Like all I had to do was, you know, be present and introduce the people. And she really handled all of the back end work with spotlighting people and doing the giveaway spinny and collecting addresses for the people who won their gifts, which those will be going out this week, y'all, if you're listening to this. And so, yeah, it's just ask for support. There are people who want to be part of what you're creating, and they're the right perfect person to create with you in that way. So the second thing that I want to, second part of that. Okay. So the first one is do ask for support. And I just gave like the summit tip for how that looks in a summit world. But in life, it's so important. You're not weak for needing help. Okay. And that goes for being, if you're a mom who, you know, needs the weekend off. And so kids need to go to grandma and grandpa. If you are an empty nester and you're just like, no, like I need help with this house. Like it's not my vibe. I want people in here and tidying up, and do get your help. Get the help that you need in your life. Ask for it. And you're wise for knowing your capacity. I feel like people don't say that enough. Like, you are wise for knowing your capacity. It's no longer attractive to be resilient to a fault, which I have an entire podcast episode on that in the recent past. But like, it is no longer attractive to be the woman who's like, oh, like all sweaty on her screen and be like, oh, I just did, you know, whatever, all this work. It's like, no, like that's not the vibe. Like, we need to be coming from a full cup. How can we reframe our life to be that energy? We are manifesting this creation. How can we call in the supports? How can we call in the male support even in our life to help hold us while we do the creation work? That came up in the summit too, is having that divine masculine energy in your life so that they can be the container while you create and build your business and do your thing. So it's about receiving and being allowing that to feel like a weak thing in your life. It's about receiving and allowing yourself to receive that support. So that's the first one. So going on now to the second one that was really stuck out to me during the summit is do plan in alignment with your nervous system. And I've talked about this. I did a post on it about how I stayed in alignment with the summit. And that's really for me personally, when it comes to the summit, you know, I can break down what that looked like for me, but I'm also going to add to that with other things that I did. I just want to say, first and foremost, my cycle. Before I plan anything, I look at my flow app. That's the one that I use for my menstrual cycle. And I chart my moon. And I just do things when it falls in alignment with my moon. If I'm hosting a major summit, you know, I'm not going to do it when I'm on my moon and I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I'm actually, you know, needing to really just be. So that's really important for me. Also honoring the cycles of Mother Earth. And many of you who do come to my sister circles know I love honoring the wheel of the year. And I love sitting in ceremony, beautiful, amazing, luxurious ceremony where we can all sit together and eat some fabulous, you know, dark chocolate and organic grapes. And we can talk about what's happening in our lives. And we can really honor the fact that we are cycling through this beautiful earth cycle. And the moon isn't always full, right? We have a spring and we also have a summer and a winter and a fall. So it's like honoring these different cycles is so important when it comes to honoring your nervous system. So I'm going to give you the summit tips, and then I'm also going to give you, you know, like personal life tips. So the summit tip that I have for this is build in buffer time. So give yourself time and space. I blocked off like 2 weeks for this summit, and I'm so glad that I did, because the summit is still summiting and I'm getting people every day still signing up for it and asking me for the replay link and what about this? And I realized they want a speaker cheat sheet so that they can just really quickly look at the speakers and click the links for the freebies. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm learning as I'm going what the people need. And I've gotten some amazing feedback from the speakers too, to just kind of say, okay, next time, like, let's get that registration page a bit more detailed and let's add some more copy to that so that people know what they're getting into. So I'm learning as I'm going, and I found it so amazing to really honor that time and take that 2 weeks and block it off, building in that buffer time, building in rest days, you know, building in energetic prep. Right? Like in the beginning, I woke up, I slept really good the night before, and building in the energetic prep for the summit date. So I wasn't stressed out. I didn't jump on email at all the day of the summit, which I'm sure some people will be like, no, you need to be on email and messages and all that. I didn't do that. Like, I didn't go online, or like, I was really keeping my energy free to hold this container in the best way that I could. So that's my tip. That's my summit tip when it comes to really do plan in alignment with your nervous system. When it comes to life though, the way that I saw this reflecting in my life is, just because you can push doesn't mean you should. Okay. Like, and I know this about myself. myself. I don't push and I don't force anymore. I'm in divine alignment with all that is. And I have a deep awareness that success gets to feel sustainable. I no longer think that I have to be pushing and create in order to make the connection or do the thing. Like, it's going to come naturally. It feels effortless. It feels like it's coming from a place where my cup is full. And that's very important for me. I mean, there are times I just talked a lot about ways to honor my nervous system through my cycle and through the wheel of the year. But there are many times throughout the day where I know I have messages and emails to attend to, and I go outside, I get my feet on the ground, and I just soak up that Mother Nature. And then, you know, if I feel like I need to answer some messages, I'll do it with my feet on the ground, you know, and maybe even a fire, like getting toasty, you know, in the fire pit and letting that fire burn and the wood smoke and like really taking in the sunlight reflecting off of the leaves. And all of this is so nurturing to your feminine spirit. And you'll be surprised how much more you can get done every single day when you allow these breaks and allow yourself to work from nature, for example. It's so pivotal and it's so important to me. And I've noticed a huge shift in my energy when I let myself do this instead of boxing myself onto my desk and saying, no, like, you're not going to go anywhere until you finish this thing. And no longer doing that to myself because it doesn't feel good to me. And so on to number three for this. The third one that I want to talk about here is do keep the vision bigger than the metrics, okay? Just remember, when it comes to the summit tip, remember why you started. Not just because, you know, it's not about like how many people registered. It is, although we had an amazing turnout, I was like shocked. We had like over 250 people registered and over 40 people live. And the thing about that is I was very surprised about that because I did no video promotion like in front of the camera for it because it just didn't work out, you know, and it just didn't work. I tried very hard and every time I tried to do video promotion or anything for the summit, it just wasn't happening. And I let go, let goddess. I went outside, frolicked in nature for hours, and it still worked. Lots of people showed up and it was amazing. I kept my energetic field magnetic AF instead of drained and tired and stuff like that. So that's what I mean by do keep the vision bigger than the metrics. It's important to just remember why the F you started this in the beginning, which for me, as a sacral being, which over 70% of the planet are either generators or manifesting generators and have a defined sacral, as a sacral being, I responded to other people's summits. When I saw other people doing summits, I felt this excitement in my sacral, like I wanted to do that, you know, and it was almost like a tinge of jealousy, like, oh my God, like that looks so amazing. And that's how I knew, like, ooh, I'm getting this expanded feeling where I sit up straighter and I'm like, oh my God, that looks so good. And so that's how I knew I have to do a summit, is simply because of that fact that I responded to my environment and what I saw happening in the world online and in person. And I was like, wow, yes, like I need to do something like this. So it was so important for me to allow myself to do that and to navigate from that space. So the life reframe there, though, when it comes to the vision, keeping your eye on your North Star and not on the numbers, what I realized in life is when it comes to your worth, let's say, and people have, you know, the whole self-worth thing and all of that kind of stuff, it's not by measuring it by the numbers, even with that, right? It's not about that. It's your purpose is what keeps you going when the results aren't instant. So in your personal life too, I mean, that could mean if you're working towards something, whether that be, you know, a promotion, or maybe you're working toward a weight loss goal or something like that, just remembering that it's more about the purpose and the reason why you started to begin with, and really holding on to that bigger vision in your life is what's always going to get you through it. It's not about counting every single pound you lost or gained back or anything like that. It's more so about realizing, like, wow, I had the desire to lose this weight or to clean up my environment and my household, maybe give some stuff out and declutter. I had a desire to do some landscaping and plant something new and different. I had a desire to do this. And isn't that beautiful? It really is just about the vision that first spark, that moment that I looked out in the ethers and saw other summits, and that excited me. That's the point. That excitement, that's what makes us human, is to desire something and be like, oh my God, yeah, like I want to put my energy behind that. I want to create that. And so allowing that to guide you is so beautiful, and really holding on to that energy as your North Star is what's going to get you through it. It's not always about the numbers. It's not about, you know, the metrics or anything like that. It's always going to be about the bigger vision. So the next one I want to talk about is do let it be sacred. This one's probably the most important one to me. I like everything that I do to be sacred. It's important to build a sacred life. It's important to, for example, with the summit, the energetics, the intention setting before the summit, ritual to create a powerful container. I was speaking with a friend of mine, voice messaging back and forth, and I was talking about how I just felt called one day, like nothing that this was actually one of the days where all of the video promotion stuff I was trying to do for the summit was not working. And I felt called to just drop everything and go outside and create a fire and kind of just get my feet on the ground and breathe into Mother Earth. And in that process, I just went into spontaneous ceremony for the summit, and I just started calling in the angelic realm and really just like calling in all of my benevolent ancestors and just all of my support system, and asking to protect the summit's container and activate the throat chakras of every speaker who came on, and really make the container so juicy and sparkly that even if, you know, I couldn't show up as my highest self that day, which I did anyway, I just wanted the energy to already be there. Okay, like be in the frequency of the container so that you become ignited in some way. So for me, that was so important, is to create that sacred space in that summit before it started. And it was such a beautiful way to kind of open up and create that space. In life, I noticed every project, conversation, or creation can be ceremony if you slow down enough to honor it. Okay, so that could be your tea in the morning. Like you just get up and you make a sacred tea, and you look out the window every day and drink your coffee or your tea or your matcha, whatever it is, taking a few moments to breathe. Even if you're, you know, in your cubicle, like putting your hand on your heart and on your one on your heart and one on your womb space, and just breathing into the moment, feeling the seat beneath you and really allowing yourself to be there and now. And so every moment can be sacred if we allow it to be. It's just about taste slowing way the F down and allowing yourself to see, you know, the sun reflecting on the water, allowing yourself to see the sun bouncing off of the leaves, and it looks like it's the leaves are dancing, you know, in the tree. Just being able to sink into those moments are really, to me, what makes everything sacred and really puts me in divine alignment. It helps me to feel so grounded in my personal life and everything that I do. So do let it be sacred is a big one. Now I'm moving into the don'ts. Okay, so we are shifting now from the do's in summit and in life to the don'ts. The first one I want to say is don't say yes out of obligation. So when it came to the summit, don't choose speakers or collaborations just to be polite. That was like my big one that I told myself. I'm like, don't just say yes to people or don't invite people on just because you feel like you have to, because it's polite or something. And I'm like, no, I have to feel lit the F up about this person talking, and I have to believe in what they're doing. I have to believe in what they're creating, because that's what makes the ripple. That's what makes the ripple out into the world, and it makes it matter. And I've had so much positive response, like from the summit, so many people emailing me, doing stories about the summit. And I'm like, whoa, like this made a difference. Like people actually felt something from attending and being in the frequency of these other women. It makes such a difference to hear from you all. So if you attended the summit, send me an email, send me a reflection. I would love that. hello@shesgod.com. And anything that, you know, that you can give, I would be so grateful, because it's so powerful to hear that. And it's just everything to see how that was reflected. And I truly believe that that came from that seed that I planted and that obligation obligation and devotion that I made to myself, that vow that I made to myself when I said, do not say yes to people just to be polite. Have people on that you think matter, that you think, well, everybody matters, but you know what I mean when it comes to the work. I believe in what you're doing. You're making a difference in the world with your purpose work. I need you on. It was a non-negotiable for me to have only people on that I felt were making this big change. Now in life, for me, the way that looks is every yes that isn't in alignment is a silent no to your truth. That is the truth. Every single yes that is not in alignment is a silent no to your truth. Is boundaries are self-devotion, okay? Like, it's so important to have these boundaries, to draw the line in the sand and really allow yourself to not let everybody in. We are not here to do that. I know, especially as women, we are trained to be polite, you know, have them over, whatever. It's like, no, where is that sacred boundary in order for you to stay mentally healthy, energetically healthy in your life? So that's the big don't, I would have to say, is, you know, of course, not saying yes out of obligation. That was like a big one for me straight away. Another don't that I have that I must add is don't forget to celebrate. Now, this is something that I don't often do, okay? Now, when it came to the summit, you know, it was important not to move into the next thing without anchoring in the success. I have to give a shout out to my mister who always does this for me, because goddess knows I just wanted to really keep working after the summit. I was like, woo, like I can go outside and like breathe. But then after that, I'm like, who can I email? Who can I, you know, should I do a story post or something like that? And like, I thought about work right away. And he literally was like, just let me take you to dinner. And I'm like, or should I be doing something else, you know, like, should I be doing like work? And I realized, no, it's so important to celebrate and to be like, this was like an entrepreneurial threshold for me. I've never done a solo venture like this before. Like, I've done stuff online before in collaboration, but I've never done something totally on my own that was like all on my own shoulders, you know, where I had to show up and do it all. And believe me, I had my help from my sacred sisters, Heather and Cheryl, shout out to you, and Canada with all of my graphics and all of my thing. She's just so unbelievably, shout out to Elemental Wisdom 444. You know, that's like, if you've never been to that website, like, don't sleep on that. Elemental Wisdom 444. I'll throw it in the show notes. Like, whoa. As soon as you go to that website, you're going to be like, holy shit, this is like next level sacred geometry and all the things. She does soul code, like all the things. She does sessions. I love her work. She does herbal iconology. She just is so beautiful. So shout out to Cheryl Ortel of Elemental Wisdom 444. I love you, sister. Like, I call her Mama Cheryl because she just like kind of like that vibe to me. And she's, you know, really been just such a great support system to me all of these years. And so I love her so much. So I want to be sure to give her a proper shout out. And then also, back to the whole celebrate thing. Don't forget to celebrate. Like, it's so important. And in life too, like, in celebration is integration in life. If you have done some deep shadow work and you feel like you've come out on the other side on your spiritual journey, girl, go outside, put your feet in the river and beat that drum, okay? Like, literally celebrate yourself. Like, woo, I just went through another, you know, deep shadow work threshold and I'm on the other side. And it feels so good to celebrate and just activate and celebrate the universe. It's kind of like toasting with the universe, in my opinion, when you celebrate. It's kind of like a toast with the universe to kind of say, woo, like, we did it. And so I think it's important to let joy land before chasing what's next. It's really, really important to integrate in that way. So the last don't that I will say is don't overproduce or overperform. And again, I'll tell you how this looks in Summit and in real life. So in Summit, you don't need, you know, all of these things. You don't need 1,000 graphics. You don't need complex text. You don't need perfect hair. Okay. Like, I meant to put my hair down during the summit and I like left it in my like clip, you know, up because I wasn't even thinking. I was like, but it's all about just knowing that, like, call in the support system, know what your non-negotiables are before you do an online event or anything like that, or even a sister circle in your hometown or whatever it is, a class, a workshop. Know what your non-negotiables to the universe are. Like, universe, I am not available to not have at least some graphic support and advertising support for this thing. I am not available to not have, you know, whatever. Or if you don't like using the not, because that some people people feel that's like a negative, you can reframe it into the do, right? I am available to have this. And so it's really important to allow yourself to know that everything doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, the perfect thing in order for it to work. In real life, I just want to say that what people connect with is your essence, okay? They connect with your energy. They don't connect with your effort, let's say, the effort that you're putting into something, the push. They connect to the vibe. They connect to the chemistry. So be magnetic by being real AF and allowing yourself to flow in the divine feminine energy. Let that be true for you, please. Like, this is real. Women are creating from this space. You can be fully supported in your personal life, in your business life, in your parental life, in your marriage, in your small business that you're creating. You create this, and it's about creating that demand with the universe. Telling the universe, flex in my favor, universe. Flex in my favor. Show me. God, show me. I challenge you to show me that this is real, that show up for me. Flex in my favor. This is where we are divinely intended to come from. This space of strength, knowing that we hold the God codes. We are sons and daughters of the all-encompassing creator, whether that be whatever you call it, God, source, universe, all that is, mother, father, God, goddess, whatever you relate to. So it's just important to come from that space when you are creating the life of your dreams. It's so important to do that. So I hope that this episode has served you in some way. I'm going to leave a ton of links in the show notes to this podcast episode. And thank you for your time, your energy, and just continuing to show up in your life, whether that be a daily meditation, whether that be a yoga that you only could make it once a month, whatever, just continuing to anchor in a daily breath to center into yourself. Whatever you are doing for you to keep you centered, keep you in alignment, and keep you in optimal energy for yourself and your life, just I have so much gratitude for that, because that ripples out into the collective and it touches every single one of us. And so thank you. I'm just so grateful for your energy in this space. So sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God. And so are you.